Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Representative Elise Stefanik, who is now, for the first time, in a generally tight space, confronting her GOP colleagues. And this has to do with Homeland Security, of course, and the standoff with the president over immigration.
Yeah, as Dan Friedman says, the push and pull of party loyalty versus regional politics is tugging at Congresswoman Stefanik. She's a first-term Republican from Willsboro. She's considering how to handle this funding issue over the Department of Homeland Security. You know, the funding for that agency expires Friday if Congress doesn't act, but that has a big impact on her far-flung North Country district. It has a long border between Canada and the United States. It's a lot of jobs. It's security for her district. And she's trying to figure out what to do. Her fellow Republicans want to cut the funding for Homeland Security because they're opposed to President Obama's executive order that would clear the way for 5 million illegal immigrants to come out of the shadows and work legally in the U.S. And as the clock ticks, it's kind of a classical stalemate in Washington, D.C. Some are speculating that maybe her mentor, House Speaker John Boehner, will give her some permission to vote against shutting down Homeland Security so she can keep in favor back in the district. They'll sometimes do that. But it is her first big test, and everyone's watching to see how she handles it.
I see a total of 8 private schools, including 1 charter school, have filed suit in state Supreme Court against the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. What's going on, Mike?
You know, it's the time of year when we're usually focusing on high school athletes on the basketball courts, but now they're going to state Supreme Court, these private schools, because they're objecting to a new transfer rule governing how long a transfer student has to sit out before he or she can play for the new school. And the New York State Public High School Athletic Association has recently added stricter rules governing all this. They thought that the rules were being abused and that the private schools were simply using these so-called academic transfers to build these athletic programs. And the attorney who represents the private school says they've tried to work it out with the association. They can't. They have no other choice but to sue so that these athletes who transfer to the private schools can get out and play sports.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.